Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Dom.
You know that feeling when you wake up and decide, today I'm going to do something to improve my mind? Anyway, it's a great feeling. So I signed up for an extension course. I just came from my first class in ethics.
You? You're as white as they come.
Do you know what ethics are?
Sure, that's your multiracial people.
Ethics deal with moral principles. Today's topic was truth. Should a person be honest at all times?
No, next question.
Not that simple. If you can't be honest with other people, how can you be honest with yourself? That's why I've decided to be completely honest from now on.
Good morning, all. Remember, staff meeting, too sharp.
So, Doc, do you think we should be honest at all times?
Howie. We're conducting a little experiment, if you will. Dauber is taking a class in ethics.
Oh.
So, Dauber, what do you think of Howard's pants?
I'd rather not say.
I'd be interested. I'm thinking of getting the matching hat.
Oh. Dauber?
Honestly, I think those pants are a little goofy.
Just an experiment. Dom, what do you call Mr. Burley when he's not around?
Mr. Gurley?
I, on the other hand, always call you Howard, and I love those pants.
Yeah, and I think you ought to get that hat.
Well, thank you, friends. And because you're my friends, I'm going to treat you to lunch today. You're not invited.
See where honesty gets you? You want to keep your friends, Dob, you got to know when to lie, right, Luth?
Right as rain, Hayden. You always are. As a matter of fact, you're the smartest guy I know.
Have I told you how trim you look today?
Thanks. Have I told you your breath smells extra fresh?
Boxes, chainsaw.
Excuse me, Luther, are you aware that that pencil says Screaming Eagles on it?
Well, actually, it says Creaming Eagles. I've been chewing on it.
That pencil is university property. You're using it for recreational purposes. Ethically, what you're doing is stealing.
You stubborn. Everybody takes little things from work.
I bet Jesus didn't.
I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah, Kelly. Hey, why don't you come ice fishing with us? You can club some fish while we chat.
It's not really a fish clubbing conversation.
Huh. Okay, well, I'll be with you guys in a little while.
Okay.
Hey, I bet Abraham Lincoln didn't steal either.
Yeah, like he bought that hat.
Okay, I'm all yours.
I need your advice. I just got a check from Stuart. I don't know whether to keep it or send it back.
How much is it?
That's not the point. Stuart sent it because he feels guilty for divorcing me and messing up my life. He's trying to buy me off.
How much is it?
Dad, it's not the amount, it's the principle. If I keep it, I let him off the hook for what he did to me. But if I send it back, then I'm an idiot for giving away free money.
How much is it?
Christine, what do you think? Is it over 500? It's $50,000.
Whoa. $50,000? $50,000? My daughter is $50,000. Wait a minute, are you sure it's good? It's not Buzzy the Beaver.
Yeah, he had his name legally changed when his character became so popular.
I'm the father of a daughter with $50,000!
See, I knew that Stuart was doing well, but where does a beaver on a kid show get that kind of money to throw around?
What is the problem? He can afford it. You need it. I'm very happy. Man, if I got a check for $50,000, I'd be up on the roof dancing in my underwear.
Oh, no, Dad. I just have mixed feelings.
Kelly, how much do you have in the bank?
A little.
Uh-huh. And how much would you have if you put this in there?
A lot.
Well, I'm no math whiz, but a lot is more than a little.
Dad, I know it's a lot of money.
Well, you're not acting like it. If you were, you'd be dancing on the roof in your underwear.
Kelly, can I say something that doesn't involve underwear?
I wish you would.
You were supportive of Stuart all those years when he was struggling. You were there for him when he was learning how to be a beaver. Now that he's successful, why shouldn't you share in some of that? If it were me, I would take the money.
There you go. Christine's on the roof, I'm on the roof. Come on up and wiggle.
What about my pride?
You threw that out when you married Stuart. This is your chance to get it back, sweetheart.
I guess it would be nice not to have to run to you every time I needed to pay for something.
It would be wonderful. Besides, it'd make a great nest egg.
Hey, I could even use some of it to pay you back.
That's so generous. Yeah, well, maybe, you know, just a small... No, here, you keep it.
Thanks, Dad. You too, Christine. Well, I guess I'm gonna go put this in the bank. You know, this is the biggest check I've ever deposited.
We know, sweetheart.
Where are you going?
Listen for the police sirens, Christine. I'm going up to do my money dance. Hey, guys, how was lunch?
Awful. The whole time I was at the salad bar, Dauber kept looking at me like I was doing something wrong.
It's totally unethical of you to take all that food.
The sign said all you can eat.
All you can eat there. Not all you can eat the rest of your life.
Well, how come they didn't say that, huh?
Guys, come on, take it outside.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Kelly, you look great.
Well, fantastic. Can I fix your salad?
No, thanks. Dad, what do you think? I decided to take Stuart's money and buy myself a present.
Well, it's beautiful. It's black. You can wear it to a funeral.
It's just not working.
What's wrong, honey?
Everything about this money reminds me of Stuart. Even the dress reminds me of Stuart. It's like I'm wearing Stuart.
Well, I gotta tell you, he looks awful good on you.
Honey, forget Stuart. He's in the past. Look to the future. Take that money, you put it in the bank at 3% interest, and 10 years, it'll what, huh?
Still be there?
Exactly.
I just can't separate the money from where it came from. Somehow it just feels evil to me.
Perhaps I could shed some light on the subject.
Oh, great. Advice from the bacon bit monitor.
Money itself is neither good nor evil. It's what you do with it. For example, if you do something noble with it, that's good. If you use it to rip off a salad bar, that's evil.
You know, I have been thinking about this. You know, there's one way I can feel good about this.
Exactly. You leave your money in the bank and you can be happy knowing that you got more money in there than Luther's been able to save in 40 years of hard work.
Hey, I got pets with medical problems.
Well, I'm not going to put it in the bank, Dad. I'm going to give it all to charity.
Charity? How's that going to make anybody feel good? No, wait a minute. I'm not letting you leave here. Are you going to throw away $50,000?
Dad, it's my money. And I'm not throwing it away. I'm going to donate it to a worthy cause and maybe help make the world a better place.
Jeez, I wish you could hear how ridiculous you sound.
Maybe we should go.
Well, let me get my groceries.
Just get the hell out of here.
If you come across any creamy ranch dressing, it's mine.
Kelly. Look, I know I can't forbid you to give your money to some stupid cause, but that's exactly what I'm going to do.
You are unbelievable. Do you have any idea how much $50,000 could help a cause? Like the rainforest?
The rainforest? Well, there's a waste of money. They're not even going to be around in 10 years.
You would think every cause is going to be a waste of money.
All right, okay, okay. If you're committed to giving some money away to a cause, give something away, but not everything.
I don't want any of the money. I'm going to give it all to the rainforest.
Well, what the hell did a bunch of trees ever do for you?
Trees produce oxygen, Dad, which happens to support all life on Earth.
Yeah? And what else? Is this the rainforest place?
Oh, yes. Come in. Coach Fox, Steve Bannister. I'm a big Screaming Eagles fan.
Oh, geez, I never expected to find a football fan in a fringe group like this. Hey, you got a minute?
Sure. What do you need? Oh, a change for the meter?
No, I want to talk about the rainforest.
You're concerned about the rainforest?
Well, hey, Steve, why do you think those eagles are screaming, huh?
Boy. Is that good to hear? You know, sometimes it seems like nobody cares anymore.
Oh, doesn't it just make you sick? I say, if you don't give a damn about your environment, then find one of your own. Well, I love every little thing about this big blue marble.
Say, Coach, there's a bunch of us going down to the Amazon next month to catalog endangered species. How would you like to join us?
Oh, I can't, man. I got to go up to the Arctic to guard the baby seals. Can we talk fanatic to fanatic?
Sure. Have a seat, Coach.
Thanks. Oh, hey. Wooden chair, Steve. Shame on you. You know how many trees died for this little baby?
Boy, you got me there.
You should see my house. Had a piece of wood in it. Just made out of mud and tires and stuff.
Hey.
Listen, let me tell you the real reason I'm here. My daughter, Kelly. She's named after a dolphin, by the way. She's a... an even bigger Earth lover than we are.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to meet her. Hey, maybe you could have me over the old tire hut and we could...
Yeah, maybe soon, okay? You may get a chance to meet her before that. She's got a heart as big as all outdoors, and there's nothing she likes more than writing huge checks to groups like yours.
You must be really proud.
Proud in a sad way. Checks aren't any good, Steve. I mean, don't get me wrong, she's a great kid and everything, but I don't know, she's just a few trees short of a forest.
Excuse me?
She's nuts, Steve. She's just got this crippling generosity disorder.
Coach, I'm really sorry. What can I do to help?
Well, keep your eyes peeled. I got a hunch she's going to come in here this afternoon and lay a $50,000 check on you, and I don't want you to be disappointed the way the owl people were.
So what do I do when she gives me the check? Just rip it up?
Yeah, but not in front of her, because rejection brings up this whole split personality thing, you know? You don't want to meet Heidi.
No. Thanks for the warning, Coach Fox.
Hey, no problem, Ranger Steve. Thanks for your time.
You finally got to me. I'm returning everything I ever took from work. I am now an ethical person. I hope you're happy, you big nag.
Ethics are for suckers.
Huh?
I show up at class today, find out my professor has built the university out of thousands of dollars, left his wife, and took off for Phoenix with a cute blonde for my discussion group.
Wow. Phoenix is great.
God, I'm so confused. I don't know what's right or wrong anymore.
Easy, boy. Hey, wanna go back to the salad bar?
You bet. I'll show them all you can eat.
Okay, get the pitcher coat in the big pockets.
Okay. Oh, hey. Hey, we already had lunch. What are we gonna tell Coach?
Hey, don't worry, I'll just mumble something. I do it all the time. He don't want to admit he doesn't understand. Hey, Hayden, we're going to come to the Argentina Plastic.
Me too. Well, have fun at the salad bar.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Kelly. Does this mean we're talking again?
I just wanted you to know that I gave my money to the rainforest, and I know that you don't approve, but I feel really good for the first time since the check came. I just wanted you to know that.
Honey, I'm proud of you.
What?
Well, after you left, I got to thinking. I mean, if you feel that strongly about the rainforest and everything, hell, it must be important. I don't know, maybe we would miss that oxygen.
I gave away $50,000, and you don't think I'm crazy?
Oh, no. In fact, I'm sick that I ever tried to stop you.
Wow. Well, thanks. That really means a lot to me.
Oh, me too. I bet you that guy at the rainforest place choked on his granola when you showed him the size of that check.
Why do you always assume all people are men?
I don't. It's just that, Preserve the Rainforest office is, this is right next to that, I go by there every day because I'm always looking for falafel.
Well, I didn't give it to Preserve the Rainforest. I gave it to the Rainforest Coalition.
Didn't give it to Steve?
Who's Steve?
The guy at the rainforest office, the place you're supposed to take your money.
Oh, Steve Bannister. No, I went down there, but I got a really weird vibe from him. He kept looking at me like I was insane.
You gave away $50,000? You are insane!
A minute ago, you were proud of me!
Yeah, well, that's when I thought you were giving it to Ranger Steve!
What is going on?
Nothing. I mean, what makes you think something's going on?
Well, I guess I'll just go talk to Ranger Steve.
No, please, don't bother. I'd rather you hear it from your father than a total stranger. Well, I kind of told him you were nuts.
What?
Yeah, well, I told him you were psychotic, so we'd tear up the check and you'd have your little nest egg.
Can't believe you would do this.
Well, what choice did I have? I mean, the only way that you're going to have a good life is if people thought you were crackers.
Dad, this is the most humiliating thing you have ever done to me.
Well, first of all, I don't think that's true. And second of all, I had no choice. It's my gut instinct to protect my kid. It's like that animal kingdom you care so much about. Those little animals are trying to protect their young. Unless they eat their young, that's sick. I really do that.
Protection.
Yes, you do, to keep you from making bonehead decisions like giving away $50,000.
Oh, so caring more about the world than about a pile of money makes me a bonehead? Look, I know you'll never understand this, Dad, but things like the rainforest really do matter to me.
Oh, that's right, Kelly. You care about the big things. I'll just take care of the small things, like your rent, your car payment, your food. That's the only reason you're able to give away money to your friends at Trees. I take care of all your expenses. You are completely and totally dependent on me.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? What day of the month is your rent due?
Rent day!
You don't know because you don't pay it. I pay it.
Okay, fine. So maybe I am financially dependent on you. But you want to know why? You like it that way.
Oh, come on. I like it that way? Well, that's news to me.
It's true. You don't want me to be independent because you don't want me to grow up.
Oh, that's crap! I'd love you to grow up. I'm just waiting for you to start.
Oh, well, then why are you always looking over my shoulder and telling me everything I do is stupid?
Because I love you.
And we have completely different ideas of what love is. Why can't you just have a little bit of faith in me?
I'd love to have some faith in you, Kelly, but all you ever do is screw up.
Oh, that's love, all right?
It's true, Kelly. You're always screwing up. I'm always bailing you out. It's the Fox family pastime. Hey, I'm curious. When the hell is this game gonna stop?
I'm ready for it to stop right now.
What?
I'm sick of the game, Dad. Stop bailing me out. Stop supporting me and stop telling me how to live my life.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're telling me you want me to cut you off?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Kelly. You don't know the first thing about taking care of yourself.
Well, fine. I'll learn.
How are you going to support yourself? You got no savings? You have no marketable skills?
I can get a job. I don't care. Maybe I'll scrub toilets. Maybe I'll mop floors. Maybe you don't have any faith in me, Dad, but I have faith in myself.
You really serious about me not supporting you anymore?
Isn't that what you want?
You know, you can still come to me, you know. I mean, if you get in a fix and you need a few bucks or something like that, you know.
Well, thanks, Dad. That part of our relationship is over.
Well, you still, you know, come to me for emotional support. Or you can go to Christine.
Well, I guess I better start looking for a job.
Hey, Kelly, listen, I'm really proud you're going to be standing on your own 2 feet.
Thanks, Dad.
Kelly, come here. Hey. You want a 20?